Gil-galad was an elven king. Of him the harpers sadly sing. The last whose realm was fair and free between the mountains and the sea. His sword was long, his lance was keen. His shining helm afar was seen. The countless stars of heaven's field were mirrored in his silver shield. But long ago he rode away, and where he dwelleth none can say. For into darkness fell his star in Mordor, where the shadows are.
Oh, don't stop, Sam.
That's all I know. I learned it from Mr. Bilbo when I was a lad. He used to tell me tales like that, knowing how I was always one for hearing about elves.
I am learning a lot about Mr. Sam Gamgee on this journey. If we're not careful, he'll end up by becoming a wizard or a warrior.
Well, I hope not. I don't want to be neither.
Fancy old Sam knowing all that history. Well, I never learned such things.
Well, like I say, it was Mr. Bilbo who's taught me. He was mighty book-learned, was old Mr. Bilbo. And he wrote poetry. He wrote what I've just sung.
He did not make it up. It is part of the lay that is called The Fall of Gil-galad, which is in an ancient tongue. Bilbo must have translated it.
There was a lot more, all about Mordor. I didn't learn that part. It gave me the shivers. I never thought I should be going that way myself.
Going to Mordor? I hope it won't come to that.
Do not speak that name so loudly.
Sorry, Strider.
For the rest of that day, the travellers continued on their way, until they came at last to the summit of Weathertop.
Well, here we are. And very cheerless and uninviting it looks. Mm-hmm. There is no water and no shelter. And no sign of Gandalf. Mind you, I don't blame him for not waiting, if he ever came here.
I wonder. Even if he was a day or two behind us at Bree, he could have arrived first. He can ride very swiftly when pressed.
Wouldn't he have waited for us?
I don't know, Pippin. But what's this?
Well, it's only a stone.
Yes, but what do you make of these marks, Frodo?
Give it to me. Well, they're scratches. A stroke, a dot, and three more strokes.
It might be a sign left by Gandalf.
Ah.
Though one cannot be sure.
Well, what would they mean if Gandalf made them?
Well, the first scratch might be the G rune for Gandalf. If so, I should say they stood for G3 and were a sign that Gandalf was here on October the 3rd. That is 3 days ago now. Mm. It would also show that he was in a hurry and danger was at hand. So that he had no time or did not dare to write anything longer or plainer.
Yes.
I guess that he was attacked on this hilltop, but with what result I cannot tell. He is here no longer, and we must now look after ourselves and make our own way to Rivendell as best we can.
How far is it to Rivendell?
It must be 12 days from here to the ford of Brynin, where the road crosses the loud water that runs out of Rivendell. In all, we have at least a fortnight's journey before us.
A fortnight? A lot may happen in that time.
Yes, it may.
Look.
Get down, all of you.
What is it?
I don't know, but I fear the worst.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think it is the enemy.
Then hadn't we better clear out quick, Mr. Strider?
We must certainly decide what to do at once. We cannot reach anywhere before nightfall.
Is there no escape, then? If I move, I shall be seen and hunted, and if I stay, I shall draw them to me.
There is still hope, Frodo. We must find a dell on the hillside and camp there, and we must build a fire. These riders fear fire, and those who wield it. Fire is our friend in the wilderness.
Maybe. It is also as good a way of saying here we are as I can think of, bar shouting.
Strider, tell us of Gil-galad. Do you know any more of that old verse you spoke of?
I do indeed, Merry, and so does Frodo, for it concerns us closely.
No, I only know the little Gandalf told me. Gil-galad was the last of the great elf kings of Middle-earth. Gil-galad is starlight in their tongue. Now, with Elendil, the elf friend, he went to the land...
No. I do not think that tale should be told now, with the servants of the enemy at hand.
No.
Well, then, tell us some other tale of the old days. A tale about elves, before the fading time. I would dearly like to hear more about elves. The dark seems to press round so close.
I will tell you the tale of Beren and Lúthien in brief, for it is a long tale of which the end is not known. And there are none now except Elrond that remember it aright as it was told of old.